As it happened, I was the one in Washington who first saw evidence of a true act of terrorism by Saddam Hussein against us. And the irony is that President Clinton's response to it successfully deterred Saddam from ever again using terror against the United States. I had the daily habit of reading hundreds of intelligence reports, embassy messages, and translations of foreign media that the Situation Room dutifully forwarded to my office computer. One day in April, I saw a subject line that grabbed my eye. An Arab-language newspaper in London was reporting that the Kuwaiti police had prevented an assassination attempt on former President Bush. There had been no such report from the Secret Service, FBI, CIA, or the American Embassy. Nonetheless, I called our ambassador in Kuwait, Ryan Crocker, a career officer and expert on the Arab world. "Ryan, have you seen this report in a London paper about an attempted assassination on former President Bush?" He had not seen it, but did tell me what a great time Bush had had in Kuwait. Then he paused. "Dick, knowing you, you could not possibly be instructing me to ask the Kuwaitis about the report, because you know, of course, that we're told never to accept instructions directly from White House staff." "As it happens, now that I know about the story, I might just ask someone I happen to be seeing tonight." The next morning, there was a sealed envelope on my desk, a message so sensitive that it could not be sent to me electronically from the Situation Room. It was a report from our ambassador in Kuwait, which stated that the Kuwaitis were covering up a plot that they had foiled. The plot was aimed at killing former President Bush, and had almost succeeded. Several people were being held, and they had implicated the Iraqi intelligence service. By early June, the CIA and FBI had corroborated the prisoner's story. On June 23rd, Tony Lake had in his office his usual Wednesday lunch with Secretary of Defense Les Aspin and Secretary of State Warren Christopher. During the lunch, he called and asked me to join them. "We'd like you to plan a retaliation mission against Iraq. Only you and one person each from defense and state. When can we have the plan, the checklist?" Someone from CIA was added to the circle, and in a day, we had a target list developed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff and CIA. Secretary Christopher argued strongly on legal grounds that the list be limited to one facility, the Iraqi intelligence headquarters. He also wanted it hit on Saturday night to minimize casualties. Christopher won. I put the checklist, a timeline, and the implementing documents in a book and gave it to Lake on Friday. He looked at it and said, "That's good. Take it down and show the president. I'll tell him you're coming. Then, do it." National Security Council staff, even special assistants to the president like me, had not popped in on the president in my experience. Now I was being asked to go see the president about the first use of force in his administration. Presented with a detailed plan, Clinton was pragmatic. "Well, this may teach them a lesson, but if it doesn't, we'll have to do more."